This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll be talking with former SNL star John Lovitz, who's really into stand-up comedy and has an interesting story about how he came out of his shell. But first, what's the secret to living to 100? Avoid cigarettes, stay slim, and drink no more than 4 cups of coffee a day. Researchers followed the health and lifestyles of 855 men born in 1913 for the past 50 years. Only 10 lived to be over 100. They found the men who lived to be over 100 had some things in common, much like they had mothers who lived into their 80s. They had low blood pressure, stayed fit, were cheerful, and had good posture. Things got real awkward during a council meeting in Georgetown, Texas, when a councilman excused himself to use the bathroom. The man forgot to turn off his microphone, so everyone heard his trip to the toilet as it was amplified throughout the meeting. Speaking of things that are funny, how about actor, comedian, stand-up, John Lovitz?
I've been doing stand-up now for, I guess, 12 years, and I really love it more and more. It's a lot of fun, and the audiences are great. You know, it's nice that they come out, you know, they're buying a ticket to see me, which is very flattering. I don't take it for granted. So I try to do my best show every time, and you know, and just really make people laugh really hard. I really enjoy making people laugh. Like, it's a lot of fun for me. It feels great, and it makes them feel great. So I'm really into it.
So what does a John Lovitz stand-up routine consist of? Give us a, you know, not, you know, I don't mean every joke, but I mean, what's right. The arc of the show?
I don't do characters from Saturday Night Live, because I tried to do that in the beginning, and it just didn't work. So it's kind of like, well, what do I have to say about the world I live in and different things I think about? So it's, and then it's, you know, I satirize everything. I make fun of myself, sex, politics, religion. I'm a lot about, you know, words you can't use and being politically correct and racism, which I hate racism, but, you know, so you make fun of it. And then I also play the piano. I sing funny songs. It's pretty much, I mean, if you saw the show, you go, well, it's pretty much that's who I am, which is a, I have a lot of friends from all different backgrounds since college, and you know, I don't care what someone is. I my whole thing is if somebody's nice, and usually if they have a sense of humor, I'm friends with them. I don't care. Other than that, I don't care what they do and what their background is. And one thing about stand-up is you go, well, who am I going to be when I'm on stage, you know? I just find the more I'm myself, the more they laugh.
Well, you've known for some time that you're very funny, right?
Well, yeah, but it's like some people have to try to be funny, and then I was kind of just, that's the way I was. And then I thought, well, what can I do that fits my personality? And then I saw the movie Take the Money and Run when I was 13 with Woody Allen. I go, that, I want to do that, you know.
But do people from the audience call out, you know, things for you to do? And you say you're not going to do characters from SNL, but do they still request it even though you don't want to do
well,
it?
Well, maybe sometimes. I mean, if they say it, I might do the line or whatever, but it just doesn't. I tried doing it in the beginning, and it just didn't work. And I don't know if it was because it was too long ago or if it was the way I was presenting it. But I think that would be kind of boring anyway, because I've already done that, you know.
Right, right.
But it would end up being boring for me, and I think boring for the audience, because they go, well, if you want to see those characters, I mean, really see those characters, you could get the SNL app, and you can see all my characters. Like, I already did it.
Right.
You know, and I can't really compete. I can't, you know, it's a whole production, and this is just me on the stage. It just doesn't work. Dana Carvey did some of his characters. He's a great stand-up, and he'll do some characters. And it still works. He figured it out, how to make it work, and it's great. I personally, I can't figure it out.
So you're just going to be John Lovitz, and that's going to be funny enough?
Yes. It's funnier than my characters, I can tell you that.
Well, those were basically, you know, one line or two lines, you know, that were funny, and the rest of it was more just you acting. Do you still do a lot of acting on the side?
Oh, yeah. I just was in filmed Adam Sandler's movie Ridiculous 6, and I did a couple guest spots on Hawaii Five-0, the TV show, and that was fun. And, yeah, I'm doing, you know, that stand-up. I'm doing everything. I still love acting. It's not, this is just another thing I learned how to do, and I love doing it, you know what I mean? So,
did they cast you for Hawaii Five-0 because you're always wearing those kind of Hawaiian floral shirts?
Maybe, I don't know. Those shirts are comfortable.
Right, exactly. You look like you're always, you know, you're very comfortable.
Well, when I was growing up, I was extremely, and I still am to a degree, extremely shy. And I never wanted to wear anything that called attention to myself. So I would just wear solid colors, and if there was what are those shirts they had? Hang 10. And they had the little feet. And I liked that. But other than that, I was like, that's it. And then I finally just kind of went like, I want to wear colors. And I just think Hawaiian shirts. I love Hawaii. And it makes you feel like you're on vacation. And there's an actual store called Avanti in Hawaii, and they have these silk shirts, and they look like they're $300 or more. And a friend of mine showed them to me. They're like $55 or $60 for 100% silk shirt, and they do the old patterns from the 30s, 40s, and 50s, like the movie with Elvis in Blue Hawaii, and the shirt he wore. They have those all kinds, and I think they're beautiful. So I love wearing them.
So you picked up a bunch, and now you got a whole closet full.
Correct.
How does a shy kid end up being such a national figure for 30 years from SNL and movies and stand-up? How does that happen?
Well, I can tell you exactly what happened was I grew up in Los Angeles, and when my dad sent me to this summer camp where they would go backpacking every summer, and I was 13, and I went on this trip, and I'd never been in the woods or anything. And the last day, one group of four boys leaves, and the counselor said to my friend and I, do you want to go with that first group or wait 15 minutes and leave with us? So we said, well, we'll wait. And then we changed our mind 5 minutes later. He said, no, we'll go catch up with them. Well, my friend had already, I was 13. He was the same age as me, but he'd already grown. He was like a foot taller. You know, he'd already hit, you know, his growth spurt. And I couldn't keep up with him. And I ended up getting lost in the woods for like 9 hours. And then when I got, thank God, I headed out for a road I saw way off in the distance, like 9:30 in the morning, and then about 4:20, I hit the road, and they found me. And they were going to send out the counselor goes, oh, my God, we were going to send out a helicopter to look for you in 10 minutes or 20 minutes. I don't know. So anyway, I felt really embarrassed. But when I got back to camp, you know, no one knew who I was. I get back there, and everybody knows who I am, and they're all concerned about me. And the prettiest girl in the camp kissed me on the cheek. And she was like 15, and I was just blown away. And it just, on a very deep level, I'm like, oh, people like actually care about me, and I count. And it totally brought out my personality, which had always been there, but it just brought me out of my shell. And the next thing I knew, I was just like going, blah, 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 blah. You know, because when you're shy, you actually have a lot to say, but you're embarrassed to say it for whatever reason. You're self-conscious, you know, and this just brought me out of my shell.
So every kid should go to summer camp and then get lost and find themselves.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened to me. I wouldn't recommend getting lost. I mean, I'm lucky I'm not,
eaten by a bear or something.
Yeah, that's right, because it was summer, but there was still snow on the ground. I remember about halfway hiking through the day, and believe me, I wasn't just like walking along. I was screaming for help and crying. I was scared to death. And I saw a bear print in the snow. Going, oh, man. I mean, clear as a day, you could tell. And I thought, I'm going to get eaten by a bear or something. So I was very lucky. But anyway, that's what happened. So
you survived. And then this year, when the Saturday Night 40th Anniversary special came along, they kept saying you were dead.
Well, you know, that show, that's what they do. They do very, you know, edgy, dark humor jokes. That I remember when it came on originally, I'd be watching the show and my jaw would drop open, and I'd be laughing hysterically, and at the same time just in shock. I go, I can't believe they just said that. And I think it was one of those kinds of jokes, you know. And so when they told me about it, I just went, what? And then I started laughing, going, all right, you know. And I don't, you know, I laugh at I make fun of myself and my act. I mean, I've always laughed at myself and mistakes I've made, so it just made me laugh. I thought it was very funny. It was a very dark joke, but you know, it was a joke. And actually, it was more about what Steve Martin says, you know, we're honoring the great ones that have passed on. And then it's kind of like about his character too, you know, which is a, you know, an arrogant fool, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was their idea, and I went along with it. And they go, well, what if we do it again at the end? I'm like, all right, go ahead. And Lauren laughed. He goes, once is enough for me, but it's up to you. I said, go ahead.
Well, the great reaction shot was cutting away to you sitting in the audience like, why are they saying I'm dead?
Right.
Yeah, that was great. It's one of the people in the station here said to me as I came in, they go, you're going to talk to John Lovitz. They got to make a wedding singer, too, and get him involved. Is there any talk of that?
Oh, I don't know. You'd have to ask Adam Sandler. Yeah, he has a Netflix, you know, a movie comes out in the theater for 3 months, and then it goes, they're on Netflix, you know, and So Netflix came to him and said, you know, every year the top 10 movies we have, you know, half of them are yours. So they made him a deal. They go, why don't you make movies directly for us and you can make whatever you want. And so that's what he's doing. So the first one he's doing, which I was just in, is called Ridiculous Six, and it's a Western, but it's a total, you know, satire of kind of a spoof of Magnificent Seven, and it's very, very silly. And the word ridiculous is very apt to the movie. It's very funny, very, very silly, and satirizes everything in Westerns. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. All the best.
Okay, bye.
With John Lovitz, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend. America
Weekend. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.